Hey, deserving listeners. Today I'm going to talk about having a therapy office in your own house. I actually have a therapy office in my house, and a patron emailed in and asked the following thing. I am interested in having a home office and wondered if you might do an episode on this topic. I know you have a home office, and I thought you might lend us patrons and listeners your perspectives on having a home office. What is it like having a home office? What are the considerations from the patient's perspective? I've seen a home office setup go famously well for my supervisor, who has had a home office for more than 15 years. She says she wouldn't do therapy any other way. With that said, I've come across comments from colleagues and other professionals in the psychotherapy field about how they would never have a home office. I have talked with some of my closest peers, and a few of them share an interest in the topic. Okay, so that is an email from a patron. So today, I'm going to talk about the ethics involved in a home office, the risks of a home office, the benefits, the considerations, the paranoia, and so on, and you know, just kind of what it's like and how I do it personally myself for the past 16 years. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a therapist and a professor. This episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast yet, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Go to Psychology in Seattle, become a patron. Patrons get access to all the premium episodes. I'll send you an email telling you how to do that. And know that part of your pledge goes towards different charities that we support.